what he did. For Kim did nothing with an immense success. True, he knew the wonderful walled city of Lahore, from the Delhi Gate to the outer Fort Ditch, was hand in glove with men who led lives stranger than anything Harun al-Rashid dreamed of. And he lived in a life wild as that of the Arabian Nights. But missionaries and secretaries of charitable societies could not see the beauty of it. His nickname through the wards was Little Friend of All the World, and very often, being lithe and inconspicuous, he executed commissions by night on the crowded housetops for sleek and shiny young men of fashion. It was intrigue, of course, he knew that much, as he had known all evil since he could speak. But what he loved was the game for its own sake. The stealthy prowl through the dark gullies and lanes, the crawl up a water pipe, the sights and sounds of the women's world on the flat roofs, and the headlong flight from housetop to housetop under cover of the hot dark. And then there were holy men, ash-smeared fakers by their brick shrines, under the trees at the riverside, with whom he was quite familiar, greeting them as they returned from begging tours, and when no one was by, eating from the same dish.